don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello, peeps. We're back again, recording Don't Mention the Fussball Episode 6. We've got a few things to talk about, some of them good, some of them not,
very
quite,
bad.
Not quite so good.
Very bad.
But hey, this is Herta, so what can you say? So, what's
it's
on
Tuesday
the...
It's Tuesday, after
the...
For Friday I have this, I don't... Just blank.
Yeah.
I think I went home at 6 p.m. and went to bed.
Something must have happened Friday night, but it's a dim and distant memory that I can't.
I was just amazed by the legions of people who left the game around the 60th minute. I haven't seen that in quite a while.
Fair weather fans.
I think the last time I saw it was when we played under Luhukai. We played against Hoffenheim at home and we lost 0-5.
Whoa, horrible. It wasn't that bad.
Let's turn the game around, and I think we want to start with the bad one, and then do about 2 minutes max about that one.
yes. Skipping over that one.
Well, it was Friday night against the Karnevalsverein, the hapless Mainz team who had not won. Who hadn't even scored a point away. Or they hadn't won away. At least they were the worst away team in the league. But alas, Hertha, always happy to help.
yes.
Oh, God. Okay, I just remember it was... the night before I was at the stadium. We have to talk about that later. I'll make a note.
I think most people were going into that game thinking that, you know, we're gonna get some points here. This will be good.
Not the people who know Hertha.
if there had been any sort of logic to it at all, you would think so. Certainly after the previous week, but Hertha is Hertha. And
what did you say? You always called her a harsh mistress.
Yes.
When was that?
A very harsh mistress.
Oh, I think that was after the cup game we don't remember.
Yes. And somebody said that Hertha is cheaper than a dominatrix, wasn't it? Wasn't that
about? That was Rolf.
Was that Rolf?
Hello, Rolf.
Hello.
At Rob Tagirius on Twitter.
Yes.
Are we on Twitter, Simon? We have to do more, you know, more. Oh, marketing really? Shit.
Oh, okay. I'm on Twitter. Bizarrely, for historical reasons, I am Econet on Twitter. Not to be confused with a telecommunication company from Zimbabwe. So, although people frequently do.
Do you get lots of messages?
I do. Every now and again, I put a blanket tweet out saying, you know, I'm really nothing to do with these people.
Why
don't
you give
people.
Them an account number where they can transfer the money?
yes. Yes, if you want to pay your bill, you know, just send it to me here.
Here, it's an account on the Cayman Islands.
Don't think it would work somehow or other, but hey. Oh. Anyway, that's me.
Anyway, I'm Jan Murei, which is Janmuenrei, and we are at DMTF Podcast on almost all social platforms. Next time, Simon will hopefully remember to put an Instagram story on how he gets here. We're all very excited.
Yes. Most of which will involve the floor of the U-Bahn.
The most important things about the team were that Arne Meyer was out, or is still out, with a... What are you doing there? I think Simon's very hungry.
Yes, I'm just eating a leather strap on my wrist. We won't go there. Couldn't afford beef jerky.
Arne Meyer's out sick, still sick. He's definitely not going to play in Munich.
Yeah,
that's fine. Next game. And Ibišević was in the starting lineup for Zelke.
Yes.
Who has been hapless? Is that the right word? For his past performances?
Yes.
Yes. And the game started pretty well, I think. Again, Lazaro was pretty... He really has... I don't know what he has. He's just...
Whatever it is, he's got quite a lot of it. so he's, you know, he's, we've sung his praises before in the,
yeah,
in the past.
He did the same thing. And Ibišević was... The good thing about Ibišević, if you have him instead of for Zelke, who has different qualities, he can just be with a post up, with a back to the goal, and just hold the ball.
Hold the ball up.
And then give some either... you know, change sides, put it on the wing, or create chances for his other players. But then some
just holds the ball up until somebody else turns up that he could then offload it to, and
until this one corner we missed. We had this one corner, and then somebody must have touched him.
Yeah,
very delicately with the elbow.
Yes,
and his nose was broken, and he had to be taken off. And I think he was. He underwent surgery on 9 a.m. the next morning.
He did the following morning, yeah.
And they're going to see... They're going to wait for a week and see what happens, and then...
He might be back wearing the mask of Zorro.
The Vidator. Hat-trick Vidator. Yeah, and then the game just went to shit.
It did a bit, really.
I think it went okay till the first goal was scored, and then they still tried, and then the second... half, it was just a third of a game.
Yeah. They were doing a lot of sort of pass, so it looked very pretty, and then they lost the ball. Never finished off with anything. Some of the midfield stuff and things was okay, but as soon as it came to anywhere near where you could have a pop at it, they all seemed to lose it.
And Zeke, who was subbed in for Ibišević, was also helpless again.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't shine at all.
Kalou in the beginning was pretty hot, and then he just froze at some point. That's what I would say. And I want to introduce a word here, because we talked earlier and there's no English word for it. In German you say Aufbaugegner. If a team is really down and you need a win, and you have this, like in boxing, you have this guy who's really fat and slow and you just can beat him up and can improve your mental state. That's what Hertha did for Mainz. The first goal was just, I don't know, a bit of luck, a bit of incapability. That's the wrong word. Doesn't exist, does it?
Incapability? No, well, I don't think that's a real word, but anyone would
know.
I made
a word.
Yes, it's a new one.
No, it's just...
it'll appear in the Oxford Dictionary soon.
I think he tunnelled two players, and then it also went past Jahrstein.
I can't remember whether it was the first or the second. I saw it on a highlight.
Just tell me, and I can tell you what, because I know what happened.
And he hoofed the ball, and he nutmegged both Pekarik.
Yeah, that's the first goal.
And what Jordan, I mean. What's the first, was
that's
it?
The first one.
That was dreadful, of course, and it just went straight in the back of the net. Jahrstein left standing. Because in all fairness to Jahrstein, he thought, well, I've got two defenders between me
and him. And he couldn't see much.
And him.
He didn't see the ball.
He could see nothing, because it went through...
four legs.
Yeah, it went through four legs. I mean, that's... Yeah. It's not going to go your way if that kind of thing happens.
And I don't know about you, but I wasn't really that bummed out by the game. I was just like, okay, typical.
It's just,
get used to it.
You do. I mean, I blogged about that. It's just what Hertha fans have to. It's just what they do, really. I was sort of fairly philosophical about it. I didn't get sort of majorly depressed.
Well, you were pretty quiet.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't much to cheer about, was there? And
get except for the new banners we had.
Oh, wonderful banners!
Yes,
and so big.
12 meters. Yeah, so can we... Oh, then the only thing that's worth mentioning is that... who did he sub in? He took out Schelbred. That was a big mistake.
He did take out Schelbred, yes. Yes.
How dare he? You never take out
the subs that were made, really... Okay, he didn't have an awful lot of choice with Vedator, did he? He had to go, but the other subs that he's made, I don't think they really made any difference, do you? They didn't have an impact.
Who came in for Schelbred? Muto, Mainz.
They brought on
Weiser for Schelbred, and Weiser was a total. How do you call it? If something, you know, if you shoot and the bullet explodes before coming out of the gun.
I have no idea what you call that, but
pipe dream. No, that's wrong.
It's that doesn't sound good, and he didn't really have any impact.
Yeah, he was good in losing the ball
at all.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that
I think we did a lot of that. I mean, I looked at the stats and things as they came up in the stadium and things at the time, and the Zweikampf statistics for us were pretty dire.
Did he even? I think he only subbed twice.
I thought he used all three, but I might be wrong.
Oh yeah, you're right. Lecky for Kalou, but Lecky was also pretty
Lecky.
Did nothing. Oh no, he had the ball once or twice, but there was no. They had the ball on the wings, but then they had trouble getting it inside.
I think somebody on Twitter asked about what's happened to Lecky, and it's a good question. And he started off like that first game of the season. He scored twice, didn't he? He thought, "Well, this is all right. We're doing okay here."
He scored three or four goals in the first five games,
and then
he was injured, and then he had to play the qualification matches for
Australia.
The qualifiers for Australia against Syria, so he flew around the globe a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then he had to play 90 minutes, and then he came back, and Dada said he was totally broken.
that seems to sum it up, really. Which is a bit of a shame, but hopefully he'll come back into form.
The only good thing about the game was that Dada, in the end, because the guy behind us, you know, the guy from Hamburg who always yells? We have this guy behind us who lives in Hamburg, and whenever he comes, he yells non-stop against Kalou, or basically everybody. And he said, yeah, and then in the end, Dade's going to say, congratulations to the team, la 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 la. But Dade was really pissed.
Yes, I think he was.
He said that it was the worst home game they played since he has been head coach with Hertha.
Yeah.
And for a second, I was scared the next day he might quit. He was so pissed. And I listened to the Immer Hertha podcast by the Berliner Morgenpost.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings. And they said that there will be one-on-one talks with different members of the team.
Mm.
That's what Dade said.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That sounds
interesting. Usually they know those after the season ends.
Yeah, that sounds a bit serious, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, if nothing happens, we just have the typical Hertha season with an okay performance in the first part of the season and a shitty performance in the spring. But also, Union also lost. I don't know, maybe it's about the weather in Berlin?
No, it is. It's a Berlin thing. Who knows?
But then the Hertha 2...
It was Braunschweig they were playing, weren't they? I think they lost 1-0.
They lost 1-0, and yeah. I think they got the goal in the 16th. And then if you can't score a goal in the remaining 70-something minutes, you...
Yeah.
Well, what a shit show.
Anyway, I think that probably summarizes...
Enough. Way enough.
Enough of that. Oh, there's one thing that I was interesting. You might know the answer to this.
No, over.
No. It's nothing to do with the game as such. Is that, firstly, there should have been a lot more yellow cards in that first half than there was.
Yeah, that's true. He totally fucked it up.
They were fouling all over the place, weren't they? Sort of dropping our guys. And I thought he'd lost that yellow card for a while.
I think he should have given one in the first 10 minutes to establish himself.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that.
And he didn't do it.
That's why the game turned into the ugly game it was.
Yes, it was a bit messy. That's one thing. And the other thing about the Mainz players, when they celebrated the goals, they went to the as far away as they could, away from their supporting fans.
Yeah, but there's trouble in the Mainz.
I figured there must be. They did go there after the game. But for the goal celebrations, they went to the opposite corner to celebrate, which is a bit strange. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Mm. Yeah, that's was strange because they were really close. They scored the first goal on the goal that's right next to the Kurve, and then they went the other way.
Yes, they went the other way. So that's got rid of the horrible game.
Very horrible
game. We can flip on to... Onto nicer things now.
I need to recover from that one. So, could we proceed with the away game in Leverkusen?
In Leverkusen, indeed. That was a much nicer game. We weren't really expecting to get that much from that one, because
nothing.
Leverkusen sort of, you know, they're Champions League contenders.
They were in second place, I guess, when we played them.
And then Hertha going away,
hasn't been the best of games in the past.
And yet, as it turned out okay.
So, I watched it and I figured, okay, it's not going to be much. And then this first goal was just, I think, okay, we had, was Zelka playing? Yeah, right? Zelka? I don't remember. Do you remember Kalou? And the only thing I remember is Kalou and Lazaro scoring his first goal. On an assist by, I don't even know.
But Hertha, I can't remember.
Hertha were pressing pretty early for their usual game. They were way more aggressive than they usually are, and Leverkusen couldn't deal with that. They kept losing the ball in midfield.
I guess they weren't expecting it. They were expecting the normal sort of tactics, sort of like bring it onto us.
Hertha parking the bus.
Yeah, but that probably threw them a little bit. Certainly in the first half, before they had a chance to sort of properly sort of regroup from the manager perspective. There was a few things. One of the sort of things that I sort of scribbling down notes and things as it was happening at the time. Sort of fairly early on. I think I've got written down sort of 9 minutes, but must have been sort of thereabouts. Cracking sort of fingertip save from Jahrstein. It was there, Jan. You don't have to look puzzled.
It's been so long.
It has been a long time. I wouldn't have remembered had it not been for the sort of taking the notes and what have you. But I mean, a thing like that fairly early on sort of helps to get people G'd up and what have you. Certainly from the defence angle, anyway. Gives him a bit of confidence.
Yeah, but Leverkusen,
and it really pisses off the opposition strikers.
Leverkusen has been so bad. Last season, the last game of the season, I heard I wasn't there. I hope I wasn't there. I wish I wasn't there. But we scored 6 points against them now, which we already nullified by losing to lowly Mainz.
Yeah.
Anyway, good game.
We're not going to dwell on that.
Yeah, good things. Good things. What else happened? Lazaro scored his first goal, finally.
Yay.
Was a pretty good one.
Yeah, he's...
It was a beautiful goal.
He deserves it, I think.
He's the most energized player. He's more prominent than... You know, with the defensive midfielders, you never see them that much because all they do is just intercept balls and kick their opponents and scramble and scratch.
Which is an important role to have.
But it's
nice to have...
With Lazaro, you always see him and he's pressing so hard. Did you? At the home game, I saw him pressing that guy from Mainz and I think he just kicked the ball out of bounds from fear.
No, don't hurt me. Yeah.
He's tenacious.
Yeah.
Like a dog. And then I figured, okay, it's a 1-0. Not going to be enough. You know, once Leverkusen get going, then at halftime I went into the kitchen to do some cooking. And then my wife here said, oh no, it's a tie. And then said, no, it's a goal.
Oh.
Which was one of the biggest mistakes on defense I've seen all season.
Well, don't mind if it's not us.
And Pekarik got a kind of assist for just kicking the ball into front. And Jonathan Tah not knowing what to do. And Kalou just being the... He's like a weasel, you know? He's very... He's not very big, not very fast, but he's very cunning.
Mm.
And he just got the ball. And then how he screened Tah off was like, I don't know... 100 pounds heavier than him, and then he just scored. That's the Kalou I like.
Yes.
And then the rest of
it was like that header. Oh, I can't remember which game it was where
Leipzig.
It was. And he just leapt up there. He had no business jumping up that high, and good on him, I say. Like a weasel. I'll have to. Yeah, I'm not sure that's. Yeah. I think an elephant is a better name for him to have than a.
Yeah, but that's a national. Oh. The 11mm Film Festival will kick off this season, and there's going to be, because Kalu's movie won the prize last season, last year, and they're going to show it, so you should get some tickets.
Yeah, that'll be quite fun.
I think it's on 11mm.de or something like that. It's a film. I'll let you know. Yeah. You don't have to take anything down.
Okay, man. I was reaching for my pencil there to write something in my little... Don't mention the football notebook. It's very official.
It's so good we have all these sponsors.
Yes. It's covered in stickers.
And the coffee from 19 grams.
Yes.
Apart from that, there wasn't much. Did Hertha have any more chances?
No. In the first half?
No, at all. Because I think the rest of the game was just midfield. Tic-tac, and then...
Well, the Lazaro goal in the 43rd minute, that's what I got written down anyway, in half-time, and then Kalou got his... when was it? 58th, 59th, something like that.
I don't have that statistic on my computer.
Mm. I just scribbled it down as the game was going on, so...
Did you watch it?
Hmm?
Did you watch it on...
Yeah, I watched it on TV.
On British... Telecom? British Telecom. Contact us for a sponsor.
Yes.
Endorsements.
Do come along. But couldn't really quite believe with a game like that that it's, you know, sort of 2-0 up that we were going to sort of hang on through there.
No, me either.
I don't think anybody really sort of quite believed that.
But it's the same thing as against in Leipzig. You didn't think they would...
No, it was very, very similar sort of feel to that, really, when it comes down to it. There was another shot by Lazaro, actually, and I've got down as the 87th, which beat the keeper, but it came off the bar. So
So
it could have been three.
That's the one that came down.
And it just bounced off the bar to go, so that could have been.
I think the keeper touched it, and that's why it went to the...
Oh, did it?
I think something.
Yeah. I must have thought at the time, but hey, in real time... I didn't look at the highlights, so it's.
But I'd like to see the statistic: how many times Hertha were saved by the bar or the post.
I quite often tweet about the Berlin woodwork saving the day. Good solid Berlin woodwork.
The 12th man.
yes, and why not?
It's aluminum now.
Oh well, I'm a traditionalist.
I mean, we only had 39% possession, so.
You don't need to have possession to win a game. That's a.
And the shots on goal were 15-9 in Leverkusen's favour, so...
Ah.
That's the Hertha we know. They're just efficient.
Yes, efficient.
Make the most of your non-existent chances.
Yes, they were clinical.
Yeah. Especially the shot by Lazaro was beautiful. Looked a bit like the shot by Selke in Leipzig when he just, you know... It's a bit like a nice lob in tennis. Just smoothly across the keeper.
Yes, just arcs over the top. That was a good feeling. Coming away from that was a good feeling.
Oh, we forgot the slapstick.
Slapstick?
The indirect free kick in the box.
Oh!
Story of the game.
Oh my goodness, how could we not say about that? That was just Yes. Yes, everyone in the wall. Absolutely everybody.
It was a nice gif that was taken down, I heard. There was a gif about it. And I heard somebody wrote it was taken down by the DFL for copyright infringement.
Oh, what? There were photos all over the place, and on Twitter and what have you at the time. Lots of reference to Berlin walls. Was it? was another one. But, I mean, it must have had, what, three deflections, stroke
three
blocks
deflections
on the way?
And then there was some nice cuddling between Alario and Jarstein. And Alario wanted to get a penalty, but before he touched the ball with his hand. And Dade just, not Dade, Jarstein just grabbed the ball, and he was lying on top of it. Mm. And in the GIF, you go to always see Selke, who just jumped up and down.
Enjoying the moment,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it. But that was bizarre. I mean, the free kick like that, and then to see a whole team in a wall all along the goal line. Not sure I've ever seen that before. Have you?
Yes, you had... you know when this one team from Gelsenkirchen, they were champions for 2 minutes. They were already celebrating on the last day because their game had been had ended, and it was, I think it was the 90s. I'm not exactly sure. And then they heard that
I'm not old, that old yet.
And they heard that they were still playing in Bayern or somewhere, and Bayern scored a goal from a similar position, maybe a bit closer to the goal. I'll show you.
Hmm.
But it's only Schalke, so who cares? Okay, so that
game... It was memorable, though.
Are we going to make a jump now from that one game to the next game, or...?
Because
then it's your... You have to take the floor, because I wasn't there.
We've talked about the game that we didn't really want to mention. From last Friday.
Don't mention the Hertha game.
Don't mention that.
Maybe we should rename our podcast.
Just don't mention. Yes. Yes. It was a bit subtle, just saying about Fussball, but perhaps it should have been Hertha.
So on Sunday, I went for a town walk with a historian who introduced us to the Scheunenviertel in Mitte, which was pretty interesting. What did you do, Simon?
I went to the under-23s match where... Hertha under 23s. I had a 2-team played another Berlin team,
Victoria 1899.
Indeed, the very same. So it was a local derby in the regional Northeast League. Didn't play in their normal place. They went in the Amateurstadion, which is where they would normally play because the pitch was in a bit of a pickle. So they played on one of the AstroTurf pitches in behind that. Could still use the facilities and things. They had the stall selling sort of Glühwein and hot cocoa.
So it's just across the road from
the Amateurstadion. There's two AstroTurf pitches there, and it's on one of those. So it's local derby. At the time, Victoria were, I think, was it a point ahead of Hertha in the Northeast League.
They have 29 and Hertha now has 31.
Yeah,
Victoria's in sixth place.
We leapfrogged them.
And Hertha is in fourth place. But the funny thing is that the team below them is Lok Leipzig and they only had 18 games, where Hertha had 21 games. Okay.
So that could change a few things.
Okay, Hertha started out pretty... It came out blazing.
Yeah, they scored quite early on, which was quite dramatic. Lots of
Sean Kauter. I remember he was injured 1 or 2 years ago. He was destroyed by a BFC defender, and then the entire team came to the hospital and they took picture together and they apologized. So he seems to be back.
Hmm.
What?
Tony Fuchs, who's normally the captain,
yes.
And he was there, just, and he came on in the second half. But he was, I walked past him as we were going towards the game, so I'm not quite sure what was going on there, why he didn't start the game.
Maybe he was hungover.
He came, possibly. he looked fine. He looked quite chirpy, but he didn't come on until halfway through the second half.
Maybe he was a bit sickly, like Anna Meyer.
Who knows? Yes, because he's got flu or something, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has a flu.
Yeah.
Taking antibiotics.
But if you had flu, you'd be mad to play on the game. Anyway, it doesn't really sort of matter as to why he didn't.
Give me the story of the goal.
I can't remember. I do remember.
Oh, these scores.
I do remember sort of jumping up and down and getting very excited and what have you.
Oh, but there were no seats, so you couldn't jump out of your seat.
No, definitely not.
You were standing.
No, it was just standing. It was a bit nippy, actually, to be honest.
So there's no stands.
Bit of a breeze. No, you're just standing by the side.
Were there some away fans?
Maxi Mittelstedt was playing.
Yeah.
In the game, and there were some fans there. There were some sort of girls just along from us, and they were rather taken with young Maxi, and they kept on shouting out his name.
He's a cutie.
And there was also some little kids. They were sort of like little mini ultras, and they had a drum. They did. I kid you not. And they were there at the end behind the goal closest to the amateur stadion, and they were drumming away and they were shouting out "Ha ho he had a BSE" and all this sort of stuff. It was all very dinky. So that was that. The second half was much stronger from how to think.
You had the equaliser in the 28th minute by Ümit Ergirdi.
I wouldn't have known who it was.
I have this awesome app, and I would tell you the name if I got paid for it. No, sorry. It's on fußball.de, and yeah, it was halftime, and then in the 60th minute, we had a player who was just given a pro contract by Hertha BSC, Sidney Friede.
Mm-hmm.
He scored a 2-1. No, he didn't, sorry. Ah. Oh. See, I can't even read. Sidney Friede came on for...
Keep on getting him to try to take lessons, but...
Then in the 66th minute, we had the son of the coach.
Yes.
Maurice Čović.
Yes.
Remember that one, or are you just...
Blank? No, I do remember that, because it was the son of the coach. That's why I remember it.
Okay. So what happened?
He scored a goal. There was a penalty near the end.
But they missed it, right?
You got that on your app. Yeah, he just missed. Because there was Johnny Klinsmann was in goal, and after the his European sort of penalty save, I thought, yeah, get in there, you'll save this one. And but he didn't. He didn't have to. No, he just sailed right over the top.
Oh, so they did a Kalou.
It just went right over. Yes, it went up into low orbit. This particular penalty. So
all the way to
he didn't even have to. Yes. So that was very satisfying, especially after...
When was that? What minute, roughly?
What?
The
penalty was quite late on.
So after the 3-1?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Poljičev has been pretty good lately.
Yes. Did he score one of the goals in your...
Yeah, the last one.
Yeah.
In the 83rd minute.
Yeah. So...
And
it was quite a good game to watch.
And then Hertha did the
especially
whole,
for free.
And then Hertha did just for you. Hertha did the whole spiel with the substitutions. Then in the end, I see the 84th, 89th minute substitutions.
Ooh.
Yeah, next time I have to come. The next one is an away game at Kantianstraße, so right next to the Fanprojekt.
Oh, really?
So I figured we can travel that far and have a look. See,
is that for the Freiburg weekend?
Let me have a look.
Yeah, because that would be.
Because the good thing is on fußball.de, you can, if you have your favorite team, and you can hit, and there's a month, you can hit a button, and then the entire game schedule gets copied into your calendar.
Calendar, yeah.
Calendar.
Quite cool.
Oh, it didn't go in. Hang on, I have to go to the app. Say something interesting. What did you eat?
I didn't eat anything. One thing I would like to say. I'd like to say thank you to somebody. Because some people went off at halftime to go and get some hot chocolate. Seemed to be the drink of the moment. So people went off to go and get some hot chocolate. But we'd gone there by S-Bahn,
mm-hmm.
And just walked up to the stadium. But going back, my wife and I had a lift back. And it was a lift with Innes. Hello, Innes. Hello.
Innes.
Who was listening to our podcast in her car. But I'd like to say thank you. I'd like to say thank you to Innes for that lovely warm car seat that you have. Electrically heated car seat. And it went down very well.
The game is Altlinike versus Hertha BSC 2. And it's on Sunday the 25th. So I think you won't be here, because we have two away games coming up.
Mm.
Which brings us to The next, which is nothing. I have nothing. How can we even fill an hour? We have nothing to talk about.
We just gibbered quickly there. We were just talking too quickly. We need to slow down. We did have a couple of questions being sort of thrown up on
Okay, I took notes of Twitter. Frankenstein to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And then maybe we can do a lookout for the next three games. Because it will be... I will travel to Munich on Friday for the Saturday
Yeah, match. On the scene. We're expecting tweets.
And our friend Pushy is going to be in the VIP.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, he's far too posh to associate with peasants like us.
Did you know he spontaneously after the Brazil game in Brazil with Germany, he got a ticket and he flew to the World Cup final? He paid like $1,500 for the flight and the ticket. And he was sitting behind the player wives.
Oh my.
How fun. Okay. I totally lost. Oh, Munich. Yeah. Munich is nothing. I got nothing for Munich. It's a shitty stadium if you're a fan because you're going to be up high.
Right up. Yeah.
You're going to be down at
right up in the gods. I mean, I went a couple of years ago. I think it was to see
that.
And we were sort of... Well, we did okay that time. I think we lost 1-0 in the end, but they scored really, really late.
2015, it was my wedding day.
Was it?
I have to take...
There's no commitment, Jan. You should have been in Munich. God, what are you doing getting married when you could have been watching Hertha?
Yeah, and then you go there you see Mitchell Weiser. First you see Nico Schulz... 1-on-1 against the keeper and fucking it up, and then you see Mitchell Weiser playing, you know, running through the entire Hertha defense like it's warm butter, and then they score a goal. I have to take a little break,
okay.
You can either keep talking to the people or we can hit the pause button.
You can hit the pause button.
And we're back. What were we talking about? Sam making these signs at me like he's not happy with my decision to continue. Well,
I did try to say to wait, but I was in mid-tweet. But hey, never mind. What were we at? You were talking about being away
in Munich.
In Munich,
expecting 0 points.
And the other games coming up after that, we've got Gelsenkirchen.
Gelsenkirchen. Say that again.
Gelsenkirchen.
Gelsenkirchen.
Kirchen.
or you can say Herne West.
Veronica likes saying that. That's one of her favourite words, that.
Gelsenkirchen?
Kirchen.
Kirchen.
Yes.
But I think she does way better than you.
Probably, yes.
Most people, heritage. Because she's not from Norway like you are.
So I'm not from Norway either. No.
Well.
Her mother came to university here, so... Being from the frozen north of...
North of the warm.
Frozen north of Rostock.
You're a wildling. Well, okay. You had some... Oh, okay. I want to talk about the Frankenstein thing really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Bayern away, which is shitty. We have Hertha West away, which is shitty. And then Freiburg at home is also a game you could easily use. Lose.
They're sort of one place below us in the table as it stands now. And they may well be above us by the time they come here.
And we got pretty lucky against them in the first game of last season. Remember the heat match?
Heat match?
80,000 degrees.
Really?
And Julian Schieber doing his thing.
It's very hot.
No, but it was, what was it, 39 degrees?
Was it?
And they took drinking breaks during the game.
Oh, I don't remember that, because that doesn't happen in Berlin very often, that, is it?
And a 2-1...
In Brazil, perhaps, but not in Berlin.
2-1 by Julian Schieber in the 90...
Schieber!
You don't remember the game?
Oh, my memory's awful, what can I say?
Okay, Simon doesn't remember. Well... Okay, do you remember your questions, or did you write them?
Sorry,
the Frankenstein. I was invited to... There's a word, I don't know, think it exists in English. It's a Zeitzeuge. Especially if some Holocaust survivors, they're called Zeitzeugen, witnesses of the times.
Right.
And there was this 93-94-year-old man called Walter Frankenstein who went to his last Hertha game 80 years ago. 80? 80 years ago.
8-0.
1938. And then they lived underground for 4 or 5 years during World War II.
And he lives in Sweden.
He lives in Sweden now. They like many Jews, they went to Israel, but they couldn't take the climate.
Which was pretty common
about people who moved to Israel after the war. But it's pretty hot and pretty dry. Yeah. And then they went back to Sweden, and he has a medal of honor from the German. It's called the Bundesverdienstkreuz. And he keeps this Bundesverdienst.
Your German pronunciation is terrible, Jan.
The Bundesverdienstkreuz is one of the highest civil medals you can get.
Yeah.
And he keeps it in a box right next to his.
I guess it would be the. I think it's the George Cross. Is it the George Cross or something like that? The English equivalent.
What's that called?
Star of David.
Yeah, he has. He keeps the Star of David. You know the ones he was. Jews were forced to wear during the.
Mm.
The Nazi times.
Ah, I think I read about that.
Yeah. And he keeps that in the same box.
Yeah.
To keep things in perspective.
Yeah.
And he was really happy to see all these Hertha fans, and it was a really interesting talk. It was in the Hall of Honor at the Olympiastadion. And it was empty, and they had all the lights on, and then the snow was falling outside, and it was really great. And in the end, they gave him his own membership. He was so happy. And then they gave him one of those sweat thingies, you know, what tennis players wear? I don't know what they are called.
Sweatbands, yeah.
A sweatband for his teddy he keeps at home. I have no idea. And then they gave him a jersey with the number 24, which is his year of birth.
Right.
And, nice. And his name, Walter. And he was so happy. And the bad thing is he wants to come back, which is a good thing. And he had to go to the Friday night game.
Well, he did want to come back. And then he went to the Friday night game. And he said, no, never again. I'm back to Sweden
I
now.
I heard he was not very happy, but... He knows that Hertha. Okay, he knew Hertha back in the day when they were winning championships.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like.
Strange. Some alternative reality it must be like.
It was a very, very great talk. Thanks to the club and the Fanbetreuung and everybody who made it happen. And when he comes back, we're going to let people know. So we hope that they're going to be... It was only 40 people. Because they weren't sure if they did it publicly, how many people would come. So it was a bit hush-hush, but the next one is going to be bigger.
Okay.
And I think it's also important to do these kind of things.
Yeah.
In the current political climate.
Yes.
Okay.
Slightly related to that, before we skip
you on. Slightly related.
It is only slightly related. Is a little mini project of mine. Other people do the same sort of things. I mean... is the
Stolpersteine.
Indeed. In that, around where I live in Berlin, there's a lot of these little brass plaques that are there to commemorate the people that were killed during the Holocaust.
Is there an English word for it? No, you don't have them in England, do you?
There's not. I don't think there is an English word for it.
But it's called a stumbling stone.
Stumbling stone is the translation of it.
It was an art project.
But they've got a person's name on it. And they've got the, I think it's got the date of birth. It also says what happened to them.
How they died.
Most of them is murdered. In Auschwitz, Treblinka, Minsk, wherever they met their end. Sometimes they died in transit.
Did you mention that they're always outside of the
place where the person
last residence. Yeah.
Yes.
And there's millions. In Schöneberg, because the Bavarian Quarter used to be a bit of a hotspot for Jewish families.
There's an awful lot around in Wilmersdorf.
I think if you go online to Stolpersteine, either .com or .de, you can have a map of Berlin with all the sites.
Because my little thing that I've sort of started doing is that I'm going out to polish one. One of the ones that,
But you only polished one, if I looked at the picture correctly on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm doing one per hat again.
Okay.
So, yes, there was a little collection of four in that last picture that I took, but I only polished one of them.
Okay.
And then I'll go back and do one of the other ones. You see, that's
it's a good thing you don't take wins, then it would take way longer. If you only clean after a win.
I don't think I'm going to get there anyway, but in doing every one in Berlin, but... it's just a little thing.
An what active do you remembrance. Use?
What was quite nice is that I was sort of sitting there because I took a little kneeling mat and what have you, and I was polishing away with the paste and the cloth and what have you. And people took the trouble to stop and sort of say,
said something nice.
Yeah, they said something nice. Thank you for doing that. It's good to remember and what have you, which is nice.
We only have two around where I live in Tempelhof, and we cleaned them already. But I think. We were talking about doing. I'm with a I keep forgetting the real name of the project. Aus der Eigen, learning from your own history. That's the so-called Kaschke project we're doing right now. Last season it was the doctor of Hertha BSC back in the 20s, and now it's another guy.
Because his got polished, didn't it?
Yeah, it's always this group of people who go there on his birthday every year and clean it.
Yes.
We walked to it last year.
Yeah. I took photographs of it and things.
After having Fika on Bayerischer Platz.
Well, Fika is very important.
It's one of your core competencies.
Yes, it is. It is. If I went on Mastermind, it would be my specialist subject, I think.
I'll talk about Fika.
Yes.
What cake?
Cakes I have eaten.
What cake is called after
the raspberry cheesecake
mountain range? What cake is named after a German mountain range? Or a German area.
Schwarzwälder Torte.
Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte.
Yeah.
You get a point. Everybody gets a car.
Very nice too. They make a very nice one at Eisbaum. They do.
But is there gluten in there at all? Usually there is. It's from sponge, right?
Yeah. But in Eisbaum, absolutely everything is gluten free. So it's a fantastic Fika place. Anyway, we digress.
They don't pay us.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so
but I'm very grateful to them. So,
you were cleaning these stones.
Yeah.
These.
I did that tool.
They're little memorials of the Shoah, one could say, right?
Hmm.
And cleaning them means remembering.
Yes, it's just an act of remembrance, and it's a good thing to do.
Oh yeah, I was
in sort of my community, if you like, my sort of neighbourhood. Because these people would, in a former time, have been my neighbours. So, it's a nice thing to do.
And I was about to say that we were talking with a project we're doing, and I'm going to talk about this some more when it's... There's been some news about it on some papers, and we had a reporter there last Sunday. You okay? Can I help you? And we were thinking about doing more... getting more Stolpersteine in Berlin by some way. And I know a guy, Knut, who he researched some of his neighbors who were Jewish, and instead of applying for that thing, he gave it to the school in his street so people could, you know, the students could, the pupils could work on that. So
okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
On a much happier note...
Yeah.
We have questions.
We have a couple of questions. Really about the unmentionable game on Friday. We've got one from Hans Wegner.
Where'd you get that from?
It was from Twitter.
But it wasn't our Twitter account.
Yes, it was. Oh, he doesn't pay attention. I don't know.
I have four Twitter accounts. Leave me alone.
So am I. It's two things. He's got to work on his Twitter accounts, and he's got to work on his German pronunciation. It's he's not laughing at that. And his question, Hans asked, do you think the defensive work would have been better with Arne Meyer in place? Well, he had flu, so he wasn't going to be playing, and he's not going to be playing for the next game either. He's certainly a dynamic player. But how much of an impact would he have had on the defensive work?
I just remember him being... But two things. First, I remember him defending, I think it was against Dortmund, and he totally harass the other player all the way on the sideline.
Yes, like a terrier.
You know who the terrier was in Germany, right?
No.
Former national coach and world champion and European champion, Bertie Vogts.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll put a link in the show notes.
Yes, do.
No, he was called Bertie the Terrier.
Yes.
Because he would bite people.
For, you know, in a defensive role, being able to do that and sort of harry people, it certainly wouldn't have done me harm, that's for sure.
But then on the other hand, okay, first of all, this is pure speculation.
It is complete pure speculation.
But in the Leverkusen game, what Hertha did, they did, in Germany you say, Angriff ist die beste Verteidigung, offense is the best defense.
Mm.
If you have the ball, nobody can score against you. Mm. And that's what Hertha did in Leverkusen. They had the ball lots of times, which is why Leverkusen were not able to rally.
Yes.
And Anemeyer is the more offensive-minded and more offensive-capable player there.
Curiously enough, in the notes that I've got about Labour, I know I'm just a rude person, what can I say? In the notes that I had written down, sort of watching the Leverkusen game, one of the things that I actually wrote down was that Hertha were chasing and harrying them, not allowing them to put moves together and put passes together, because they were chasing, which clearly worked quite well against Leverkusen, but not so much against Mainz.
So we would say probably, but no, I think it's pretty moot. Is that the right word? M-O-O-T?
Yeah,
to talk about it.
Yeah, it is. It's just a hypothetical question. Yes, he probably would have helped.
Who was the other six?
Who was the other
defensive midfielder?
Against Mainz, well, Scheller was there. And
they took
him off. Lusty?
Lustenberger, yeah. And then for Schelbred they put in Weiser, which was...
The thing is, I mean, this leads on to some extent, another question from a listener, Matthew Law. Are players up to it? They appear not organised. does Hertha have a defensive coach? But as always with Hertha, sometimes they play really well. I remember with Lustenberger against Dortmund, and he played a blinder, didn't he? He was everywhere, you know, getting in the way and blocking this, blocking that, tackling. He was doing all sorts of things.
His positioning was magnificent.
Yeah, and yet it's the same players. Just a few weeks later, and it looks totally different. Now, what the reasons are behind that is hard to say. In terms of sort of technique, clearly they've had the coaching, otherwise it wouldn't have worked against Dortmund in the way that it did. And they had the tactics and things right against Leverkusen in that they were sort of basically shutting them down before they could even sort of really get going. And yet against Mainz, same players with probably same sort of coaching.
Almost.
Different metal, almost. But a different mental attitude.
And different game plan.
I think it might be that with Leverkusen, they were sort of straight in there.
You have no chance, so we better use it.
I think perhaps against Mainz, what went wrong to an extent, A, they were possibly overconfident. And they thought that they didn't have to chase them down in the same way that they did against the likes of Leverkusen.
I think the problem was that Hertha is really bad at making plays. You know, if in Germany you say you're given the ball by the weaker team, usually gives the better team the ball and defends.
Mm.
And so this is called the other team has to make the plays, make the game.
Mm.
Hertha's really bad at that. And against Leverkusen, what they did is they pressed for almost 90 minutes. It's called pressing, right?
Yeah, they pressed.
And then you have the ball, and all they did was, you know, the goals were not really very tactical things. They just steal the ball, put it in the front, bang, score.
Yep.
That's how the two goals happened. And if Hertha has to create something, there's a room for improvement, to put it mildly.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Did I mention I wasn't fazed by the loss at all? I was like, It's just Hertha doing Hertha.
Well, you gave up and you were just talking to Nico the whole day.
Nico was talking to me. I couldn't shut him up. He might have had a beer and was kind of... He was, you know, in German you have a word called bierselig. If you have a slight buzz and you just so, everything's you
just,
so fine.
Just start talking a lot.
Yeah, but bierselig means that you're happy due to beer. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had more. Did we answer the question?
There was one from Hans and one from Matthew. Do they have a defensive coach?
They have a defensive coach.
Yes. But
what is the problem on defense? Because you have the same players. Okay, they're kind of young. You have Stark, who had some mishaps this season. Rikic has been out for some time.
Mm.
Tuonariga is also a young player who performed really, really well against Bremen and I think in Leverkusen too. Oh, and he had to be subbed off because he was injured.
Mm. Yeah, because he fell down and he landed on somebody's outstretched leg.
He was
did his back.
He was fouled.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is. It was a shit show.
When he hit the ground, there was somebody's leg, and it landed, you know, on the small of his back, and that didn't do him any favours at all. But hey, I mean, he's still a developing player.
But he played.
He played, and he was one of the ones, unfortunately, that was nutmegged, which must have been really annoying for.
Yeah, but he had these great saves against Bremen in the last second when he stopped the ball.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, so it's fine. The other podcast. Maybe someday we should talk about the other German podcasts on Hertha so that those of you four people who listen to us who have, how do you say it, working knowledge of German?
Of German.
Could listen to. And one is by Morgenpost, it's done by journalists, and they talked about Marvin Plattenhardt. Because he was good in some games, and last game was what they said he always does, just the bare minimum, you know?
Yeah,
he doesn't really stand out, and he has the ambition to go to Russia with the national team, and I don't see it happening. The problem is that he only has one foot, in my opinion. His right foot is pretty weak, which is why what he usually does, he has the ball, steps on it, and puts it back. Sometimes if he dribbles, he's good, but he hardly ever dribbles.
Mm. Well, if you compare him to the work rate that's put in by Lazaro, who's sort of charging around all the place, and Plattenhardt.
But Lazaro doesn't play right back or left back. He's further up in midfield.
Well, I guess so, but
Mittelstedt would be a good comparison because they're in the same position.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while, but he was good this season.
Interesting.
Yeah, and
it appears he's playing for the under-23s because that's
yeah, but not all the time. Not all the time. Yeah. He played some games this season.
Oh yes, he has. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, the one against this Europe League we used to play in some years ago. Zoya Luhansk against Luhansk. He did this awesome assist on the left.
That seems a long time ago now, but.
But he'll be back.
He'll be back.
He's young.
Oh, cripes, yes.
So the question was, what? Sorry.
I think we've covered that. It does hurt to have a defensive coach and other players up.
Yeah,
to
they
it.
Do. They but they're pretty young. Organized. They make mistakes. Also, we lost. We recently lost Langkamp, which is a shame.
Yeah, who could have stepped in a bit, but.
Oh, but he was really bad in the European League game. Oh, yeah, yeah. The two penalties against in Bilbao.
In Bilbao, that wasn't good.
It's an understatement.
Yeah.
It was catastrophic.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy. And I hope he can help Bremen. Because we don't play them this season anymore, so
yeah.
Good for him. Any more questions?
That's all I have written down. So I think that's all wrapped up.
Let me check.
A quick consultation of the phone to see if any...
Of the Twitter. Matthew Law. Okay. Oh, yeah. The second part of Matthew Law 86's question was, and whatever happened to Lecky?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, I remember him saying that now.
Did we talk about that before the recording?
We did earlier on in the recording, so okay. It started off really well, and then, yeah, we've talked about that previously, and hopefully he'll you know, come back into it all. But recently he hasn't really made much of a way of an impact.
3 days ago, we had there's a tweet by Hertha BSC Ireland, who we sadly missed.
Yes, I didn't really work out very well. We had planned to meet up with Hertha Ireland.
I think beer was involved.
I think it was bag dropping and what have you, because of course you can only take small bags into the stadium, and I think they were thrown by that, and then going there, they had to drop off bags before and pick up bags afterwards, and anyway, it didn't work out. But hey, another time.
I felt so bad for them. You know, coming all this way for this shit show of a game. Right?
So I think they come from Belfast down to Dublin, fly over from
Isn't
Dublin.
Isn't Belfast Northern Ireland?
It is.
Okay.
But I think it's just to get the flight. Perhaps they don't fly directly from Belfast.
Who knows?
But
anyway, the question was, Lecky. What about Lecky? Lecky, I think talking about coaching staff, what Hertha have now is... a striker coach, Andy Thom, who was one of the first, or maybe the first, GDR-born players who made the move to Western Germany after the war came down. He played for Leverkusen and played and coached for Hertha. I think he's also a coach in one of the U teams. Don't know which one.
Mm.
And he works with the strikers. Maybe Lecky just has to wait and try hard.
Yeah,
that's a non-message. Just blah blah.
Yeah,
we have to leave everything on the pitch.
Yeah, form is a strange thing, isn't it? I mean, who knows why? You know, 1 minute somebody's on fire, and then just a week later, it's all sort of gone up in the puff of smoke.
I found this one. It's 3 days old by Hertha BSC Ireland. Why should we read out for listeners?
You have to question the attitude of the manager and players. Last week's result was exceptional and this week's was pish. I get we don't deserve to win every game, but blankety blank blank, we should be beating Mainz.
You left out, didn't you? You censored it for us.
I did.
Family-friendly podcast.
Family-friendly podcast and what have you.
What's pish?
It's not very good.
Pee-pee?
As opposed to... No, it's just a... Yeah. I think I'm a great believer in some ways in that, you can have coaching or what have you, but when push comes to shove, it's the players that are running out on the grass. And
all the damn time.
And it's them that really have to pull their finger out. I mean, the manager can put a game plan into effect, but... It's the players that have to do it.
A very common German cliche regarding football is the manager no longer reaches the team.
Mm.
It's what you often say before a coach gets sacked. And sacking coach is not one of my favorite mechanics of the or mechanisms of the industry.
Mm.
Greetings to Wolfsburg.
I guess the equivalent would be sort of losing the dressing room, is what you would say.
That sounds like it's a Project Runway.
I can kind of guess what they mean. You're not speaking to the players.
Or the
player, you are, but they're not listening.
I think you can say you lost the locker room because the team doesn't listen to you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will be an American version of the same thing. It's
I think
a dressing room in our in our English
country. I think it happened with Luukay in a bad way.
Yes.
And with Dada, it's different.
Mm.
I hope.
Yeah, I hope too.
So there seems to be...
Luukay was good for a long time. He did us some favours, but it was time for him
big
to move
favors.
On. It was time for him to move on.
Coming back to the Bundesliga was a big,
yeah.
big issue.
Yeah.
Because money-wise, financially, if you are in the second division, all your endorsements only pay about half what you get before. And you can survive one season with an increased budget. But then if you don't get, you get paid less, you get less TV money and all that stuff. So if Hertha hadn't, if Hertha would be relegated now and not make it back after one season, it's going to be...
tricky.
Not even tricky. It's very, very dangerous.
Mm. But look, when we came up the last... I think it was the last time we came back up again. We did so with record number of points, didn't we?
Yeah,
I think it was the last
time. Yeah, but also they paid Ramos the normal, the first league salary.
Mm.
So I haven't looked at the budget. But
he could have gone though, couldn't he, Ramos? Because he went off to Dortmund in the end.
Yeah.
But he stayed with us, down in the Zweite Liga.
Yeah, because of the money incentive they gave him.
Yeah. Well, that would have helped. Certainly would have helped me.
You?
I would hang around for a while if somebody gave me that kind of salary. Yeah.
I read something. Didn't. Okay, I'll put in a chapter mark for blah blah blah. Now we're losing focus.
Yes.
What's
surely the, not. Can't happen.
Digression.
We never digress.
Yeah. No. But didn't Özil sign a new contract and now he gets a bajillion pounds a week.
Who?
Özil.
Oh, Özil.
Özil.
Any.
What's his first name?
Mesut?
Mesut Özil. Mesut Özil, yeah.
Yes.
They get crazy amounts of money.
Little Germany, as Arsenal is now called.
What? They only have two players, don't they? Three now.
Yeah.
Mustafi? The big one, the big fucking German, what's his name?
Oh, it's gone right out of my head.
Arne?
Arne? Yeah, because they call him the BFG, don't they?
Yeah. Arne. World champion. The one with this great, great TV interview after the quarterfinals. And can you know it?
No.
Anyway, Arne. Oh, jeez.
I can't
please know. Wait while we
yes.
think.
Just quietly chat amongst yourselves while Jan frantically tries to look this up. But it doesn't really matter, Jan. It's just
maybe if not talking about if Arsenal. I enter big fucking German on Transfermarkt,
see what it comes up with. Put in the BFG and you'll get lots of kiddies books.
No wrong results. He's on Arsenal, right? I'll just try Arsenal. I bet his first name is Arne.
I don't think it is. Defender, right?
Yes, big fucking
big,
German
defender. Big defender.
Per Mertesacker. You're that's right. The one. I'm wrong. So you have Mustafi, Per Mertesacker, and Mesut Özil. That's a big. But remember in the 90s, Internationale had three German players: Klinsmann, Matthäus, and Bremer.
Hmm.
And they won everything. That was before the Champions League was instituted, when they still played the, what's it called? It was called Champions Cup? I don't know what the game was called before of 95.
I don't know.
Who cares? International football.
Yeah.
Hertha. All the way. So we have no more questions?
They see with this Hertha International sticker on the back of his phone. Yes, very nice.
I have different
anyway, ones. I think we're done.
I think we're done with... Oh, jeez. I think we need a more optimistic episode next time around.
Yeah, hopefully so. We should have concentrated more on the magnificent results of Hertha under 23s.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't they play 5-1 or something like that a few weeks ago? I couldn't go and I was really... I think only Rolf went. It was must have been a really smashing game. Yeah, they won 5-1 against Luckenwalde on the 4th of February.
Cool.
So, will you be in town for the 25th of February? No, probably not. Because I think it's the weekend of...
No, that's when Herzer away to Gelsenkirchen.
But maybe our former guest Nico will go to Gelsenkirchen.
Oh.
Because he lives in the neighborhood.
Perhaps he will.
That poor guy. Okay.
The long-suffering exiled Hertifer.
Do we say good now? Good night or good day now? Because it's still... The sun is shining.
The sun is shining. It is.
So how do we proceed?
So it's... we'll just say goodbye.
You want to break with our year-long tradition of the...
Well, we can say goodnight. Hey, it's good night. It's night somewhere, so... So it's...
It's a good night from him? No.
No, you'll never get this right. It's, you know, you say, it's and it's good night for me.
It's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Sorry.
Bye-bye.